Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, and welcome to Joy & Peace, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. So glad you have stopped by the show today, whether this morning, this afternoon, or later tonight in the archive. Today we'll go ahead and pray, and then we have a special topic today. Lord, today I pray for all those who are suffering from any sort of addiction today, whether it's drugs, gambling, overeating, or compulsive exercising. Lord, addiction keeps them from being the people you designed them to be. Their obsession separates them from you and walls them off from their loved ones as well. Break through and release them from their chains. Lord, give them the strength to put their troubles behind them and find new life in you. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today, our topic is spending time with Jesus at Jacob's well. You know, I thought this would be a very good topic for today, because when you think about it, how much time are you really spending with Jesus at the well? You know, when you spend time with Jesus, you cannot remain the same. And that's for anybody that have a connection or relationship with Jesus. You won't be the same. Either you will get better or you will get bitter. As we spend time with Jesus at Jacob's well, we will see how the life of a Samaritan woman was completely changed. And I trust our lives will be changed as well. Here, Jesus talked with her. When you think about it, you have somebody that will talk with you. Jesus was on his way from Judah to Galilee, and it's coming this week from John, the 4th chapter. The Lord never did anything by mistake. The Lord's steps was deliberate, you know. And in these first few verses, starting with verse 7, the word of God said, "There come a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples was gone away unto the city to buy meat." You know, Jesus took an unusual route because the Jews and the Samaritans did not get along. And over in verse 9, it's saying, Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, "How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans." And when you think about that, you know, the nation of Israel was divided after Solomon's death. The northern kingdom, Jeroboam, Samaria, the south kingdom, Rehoboam, Jerusalem, the north kingdom was deported into Assyria, and Samaria was destroyed in 722 B.C. You know, the king of Assyria repopulated Samaria with foreigners who intermarried with the remnant. That is why they were considered half-breed. And you'll find that in 2 Kings 17 and 24. And I'll turn on over there to that, and we'll see from the Word of God what it's saying in 2 Kings. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Turned it in. Turn back. Praise the Lord. 2 Kings and the 17th chapter and the 24th verse says, "And the king of Assyria brought men from Babylon, and from Cluthan, and from Abers, and from Hamat, and from Sepharians, and placed them in the cities of Samaria instead of the children of Israel, and they possessed Samaria and dwelt in the city thereof." We're talking about spending time with Jesus at Jacob's well. You know, Jesus used the water of Jacob's well to talk to her about living water from God's well. And you find that in still the same chapter of John, the 4th chapter, and we're going to go to the 10th verse and read what thus saith the Lord, the 10th through the 14th. And the word of God says, Jesus answers and said to her, if thou knew the gift of God and who it is that said to thee, give me to drink, thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which giveth us the well, and drank thereof, himself and his children and his cattle? You know, Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drink of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drink of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up into everlasting life. My, my, my. Here they're still talking about spending time with Jesus. You know, notice the nature of it, the living water, which I just read to you in verse 10. It is a life-giving water. The water from Jacob's well sustains life, but the water from God's well imparts it. It is given to regenerate, not just refresh. Notice the source of it. Thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee. You know, you got to open your mouth and ask. You know, it did not come from Jacob's well. Jacob's well cannot quench the thirst of the soul. The world doesn't have the answer. Drugs cannot satisfy, neither can drinks. Power won't satisfy, nor will passion. Even in the prayer that I say today, gambling won't satisfy. Overeating or compulsion exercising won't solve it. You know what? Either clothing addiction, shoes addiction, whatever addiction you have, that will not solve the thirst that you hunger for God. You just have to go in, tap in to that well until that living water of the word. You need that living water. And that's what we are talking about today. Spending time with Jesus at Jacob's well, or spending time with Jesus at the living water well. I could use it that way. You know, notice the effect of it. Whosoever drinketh of the water that I should give him should never thirst. And you'll find that in verse 14. It said, but whosoever drink of the water that I give him should never thirst. But the water that I should give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. My, 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 my. You know, first we must know. Know we are sinners. Know we need to be saved. Know how to be saved. Second, we must ask of him. Ask the Savior. Ask in faith. You know, we have to notice the freeness of it. Whosoever drinketh of the water, whosoever will, may come. God is saying, you may come and drink from this well. If you have never been to Jacob's well or to living water, it's time that you take a drink. And our three tag words we're using today is Jacob, well, and the Samaria woman. My, 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 my. Just think about how God is opening doors for you where you think, how can I make it or how can I do it? But he's right there with that living water for you, with that living water. At this time, I'm going to play us a little music.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh. Everybody say, oh, 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 oh. Everybody say, oh, 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 people. Mighty warriors. Encourage believers. We're kings of the land. Possessors of life. We're ready to battle. What you gonna do? Yeah, in the building, say, ho, 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 we
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Our topic today is spending time with Jesus at Jacob's well. Earlier we was talking about knowing the freeness of it. Whosoever drinketh of this water, you know, whosoever will may come. Whosoever is thirsty may come also. You know, as the Savior talks with the Samaritan woman about the need for living water, we need to talk to people about the need for salvation. It wasn't socially accepted for Jesus to talk to a Samaritan at that time, but it was right in the eyes of God. You know, Jesus tested her, the Samaritan woman. You'll find in verse 15 and 18, I'm in chapter 4 of John, St. John. And verse 15 through 18 said, the woman said unto him, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus said unto her, go, call thy husband, and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. And in verse 18 it says, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. And that says thy truly. Today we're still talking about spending time with Jesus at Jacob's well. Spending time with Jesus at the living well. Thirst. That you won't have your water. You know, here Jesus knew the woman's life as well as her past. And, you know, as her heart also. He asked her to bring her husband to him. He was testing her. She responded that she had no husband. And she was living with a man at the time. My. She knew what kind of life she had lived. She wasn't trying to hide it. She admitted it. How many people do that today? They know what kind of life they lead, but they're trying to hide it. Here, she wasn't trying to hide it. And she admitted it. So many people won't admit it. You know, the first thing we must do to be saved is admit and acknowledge our sin. You know, the publican prayed, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. And that's where we have to come to God and tell God. He already know, but we're supposed to open our mouth and say, God, please forgive me. I have sinned against you. I know I'm a sinner. I want my life changed. I want to have that living water. And don't you know you can have that living water? Come to Jesus while you have time. You know, self-righteousness is what keeps men from coming to Christ. The Pharisees wouldn't accept him because they did not believe they needed him. They was righteous in themselves. How many people you meet are like that? We are tested by the word. And the word say, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know, do you recognize that you are a sinner today? Do you acknowledge your sinfulness to God? Do you admit that you can't save yourself? This is what it takes to be saved. And I'm going to give you a few things over. And by Jesus transferred her, and I went to verse 19. The woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. And verse 20 say, our father worship in this mountain. And ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. And in verse 21, it says, she said unto him, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. And verse 22 says, ye worship, ye know not what we know, what we worship. For salvation is of the Jews. You know, but the hour coming, and now is, when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. You know, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You know, the woman said unto him, I know that Messiah come, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak to thee am he. My. You know, she perceived he was a prophet in verse 19 and in verse 25 and 26. She knew the Messiah was coming. And she believed him and was transformed by him. You know, she went back to the city. She said to the men, come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? You'll find that in verse 29. And also, verse 41, it goes down to say, many more believers because they saw for themselves. And then our conclusion for today, she transformed because she spent some time with Jesus. You can be transformed. As I said in the beginning of our lesson for today, when you spend time with Jesus, you can't remain the same. Either you will get better or you will get bitter or worse. And as we spend time with Jesus at Jacob's well, we will see how the life of a Samaritan woman was completely changed. Our life will be completely changed if we want our life to change. Do you need to be transformed today? I'm asking my audience that today. Do you need to be saved today? I'm asking that question to my audience today. And does your life need to be turned around? It's time for you to turn your life around if you're in sin. You can go to the well that never run dry, a well that you will never thirst again. You can go to the well just like the Samaritan woman and be saved. Your sins will be forgiven. So today, remember, spending time with Jesus at Jacob's well. And when you spend time with him, just remember, you can't remain the same. Either you're going to get better or you'll get worse. It's up to you. So that's our topic for today, spending time with Jesus at Jacob's well. I hope you got something out of it from chapter 4 of St. John, verses 7 through 41. Read it at your leisure and see what is speaking to you. Share it with others today. Oh, gracious Father, as we leave this program, dear Heavenly Father, but not your presence, we give you all the glory today for this program, all the praises, dear Heavenly Father. You say when praises go up, blessings come down. And, Lord, forgive each one of us for any sins we have committed by omission or commission, dear Heavenly Father. Dear Heavenly Father, let it be something that I said that draws someone closer to thy bleeding side on this program today, dear Heavenly Father. Someone may tune in for the first time and hear just what they needed to hear, spending time with Jesus at Jacob's well. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. And until next week, I want each one of you all to be blessed. Hope to see you next week. Same time, same station. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.